With his hands around my neck, I then realized my life would never be the same.
Little do you know how I'm breaking while you fall asleep. Little do you know I'm still haunted by the memories. Little do you know I'm trying to pick myself up piece by piece. Little do you know I need a little more time. Underneath it all, I'm held captive by the hole inside.
Resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, or in other words, toughness. Many people have resilience without knowing. I am one of those people. I am Haley Rockefeller, and this is my story on how I became resilient. It was the year of 2014, Halloween night. I was at a small party with a couple of friends, and little did I know what was about to happen next. My stepdad at the time was an alcoholic, and his addiction fluctuated immensely. Him and my mom picked me up from the party, and I immediately knew he was drunk. The smell of whiskey in his breath constantly lingered. I began talking about a boy that I had a crush on that was at the party, and my stepdad began to ask questions. We finally got home, and I was very uncomfortable about the questions he had been asking me. He then started asking me about sex. I was only 11 at the time. At the time, I didn't even know what sex was. I mean, I knew a little about it, but I never even thought about having sex. I was only 11. Just thinking about sex made me uncomfortable. I knew these questions wouldn't stop. I balked and I ignored him completely. He called me a stuck-up bitch and I started to cry. I ran upstairs and I yelled, "Fuck you," to him. Then I began hearing things being thrown around and my mom started to yell. The situation quickly began to escalate. He came upstairs with my mom and my one-year-old sister in my mom's arms. He tore up my sister's room and pulled the closet door off the hinges. He threw it. There is now a dent on the ceiling in my little sister's room, constantly reminding me of the situation that had happened that night. He then opened my door and grabbed me. My mom was crying and yelling, trying to do everything she could to get him off of me. He pushed me up against the wall and held me by my hair. He was holding me up against the ceiling. Next thing I know, I'm on the other side of my room on the floor with his hands around my neck. After a while, he left my room. I don't really remember what happened next, but my mom and I ran to the closest neighbors and called the cops. After the situation was taken care of by the police, my mom, sister, and I went back to our torn-up house. My mom was so done. My mom and I talked about the situation after everything had cooled down a bit. She then told me that she didn't think she could be with him any longer. She wanted to get a divorce. I was totally okay with that. I was so sick of being in these situations all the time because of his drinking. He needed help, and there was nothing we could do about it. The next morning, my mom filed for a divorce, and he was gone. I will never forget how peaceful the house felt when he was gone. Little did he know that his bad choices and decisions from those nights would affect my life forever. My story relates to resilience because this event made me into the strong person I am today. Every time I get into a tough situation, I will cry about it or talk to someone about it and do whatever I can to work past it. I learned to not let my past experiences affect the way that I am living my life. And I hope that my story taught you that your experiences do not determine who you are or who you want to be.